Welcome to Under the Microscope, KBIA's weekly look at stories in science, health, and technology. I'm Maureen Lewis Stump. Late summer in the Midwest is tomato season, and whether you're shopping at the grocery store, a discount chain, or your local farmer's market, you'll find the price varies for a plump, juicy tomato. While sun and rain might be free, tomato farmers have to carefully weigh everything else they put into growing their crop. Harvest Public Media's Christopher Husted visited Herman's Farm in St. Charles County, Missouri, to find out more.
In the back of a barn off Highway 94, Elsie Goki holds a rag and stands at a table surrounded by buckets of fat, red tomatoes. It's been raining off and on this early August day, and the tomato pickers have been rushing the ripe ones into the barn.
I'm just wiping them off because they were wet. I usually don't do this.
Yeah, we don't have to.
I usually stand up in front and wait on customers.
They grow a variety called Red Deuce, and they're huge. Her husband, Tom, picks up a tomato the size of a teapot.
Isn't this sad? Look at that. How beautiful that is. Display.
A crack runs the length of the tomato from top to bottom. Goki says it got too much rain while it ripened on the vine.
And it's no good no more now. We just throw it away. But what a shame. Look how beautiful.
Oh, we could eat
look
it.
Look how thick they are. Well, there's so many of them. You know?
I know.
Although the rain has cost the Gokis a few tomatoes today, they've had a successful growing season so far. Tom Goki says it costs him about $15,000 to put in an acre of tomatoes. This year, he planted 3 acres. At about 5,000 plants per acre, he's mid-sized with at least 15,000 plants.
Notice how thick they're hanging on here? We've been picking on this block of tomatoes for the last 5 weeks, and they're still producing.
Goki grew up in a tomato farming family. He says the cost of labor has dropped dramatically since he was a kid, thanks to advances in technology and equipment. Just a decade ago, he says each tomato plant had to have its own stake. Now, they stake every few plants and run twine between them for support.
There's only 20% of the labor that goes into raising this acre of tomatoes today than it was 25 years ago.
But not all costs have dropped. Seed that used to cost $16 an ounce can go for 100 times that today.
But they've got so much more disease resistance built into them that you don't have to give them so much tender love and care like you did years ago because they were so touchy.
Advancements in fertilizer and fungicides have forced Goki to dig deeper into his wallet. He says the chemical bill used to run him about $7,000 for 30 acres. Now that chunk of change only covers 8 acres.
A sack of fertilizer 20 years ago was $5. Okay, now it's $25. And it goes on and on. You know.
Running a tomato farm is risky, Goki says. A bad year of pests and you're out thousands of dollars. But those pricier products help protect his livelihood by keeping his plants healthy and productive.
If I average a buck to a buck and a half a pound, and I pretty much do, okay, and if everything works out well, don't have any hail and everything like that, I could possibly pull easily 50,000 pounds, okay, and actually gross that much money off of an acre of tomato.
That's 50,000 pounds per acre in a good year. Wholesale, each pound goes for $1.50. Of course, at the grocery store, you'll probably see these tomatoes at about $3. Christopher Husted, Harvest Public Media.
We're surrounded by many historical landmarks, with some more visible than others. As Scott Harvey reports, one site tucked beneath the surface in southwest Missouri is among dozens across the country to be featured in an upcoming film exploring America's history through archaeology.
This right here, this is where you saw the first fossil. We saw that claw mark on the, that scratch mark on the wall, and we realized we got something pretty exciting in here.
It's a cool 58 degrees inside River Bluff Cave, where paleontologist and executive director for the Missouri Institute of Natural Science, Matt Foyer, shines his flashlight on the claw mark of the now extinct giant short-faced bear. The mark is 8 inches wide and sits roughly 12 feet off the ground.
Right now, you're standing on a surface that was here during the Ice Age. This hasn't changed. So giant short-faced bears, Ice Age pigs, American lions, all these animals were walking on the same surface that we are today.
The cave, located in southwest Springfield, stretches over 2,000 feet and holds sediment more than 1 million years old. It's the oldest fossil cave site in North America. Closed to the public, River Bluff Cave has been a research site since discovered by accident in 2001 when crews blasted a large opening into it while constructing a road. I'm escorted inside through a large steel door equipped with airtight lockable gates just off Farm Road 141.
This site is really one of the most important Ice Age scientific sites on planet Earth.
That's Dr. Monty Dobson, a Springfield archaeologist and filmmaker. His recently completed series, America From the Ground Up, connects history with archaeology. As Foyer activates the lights that have been installed inside the cave, I find myself in an opening about 25 feet high. Above, the ceiling is covered in flowstone, but my eyes quickly gravitate toward these large white columns, stretching from the floor to the ceiling, giving the impression of ice sculptures. As we continue further into the cave along a makeshift cinder block trail system, it widens and deepens. The room is now 50 feet high, and we're an estimated 80 feet below the surface. Foyer calls it a giant stone cathedral. We're surrounded by rock and clay, with concentrated areas of tiny droplets of water falling through the cracks. The cave's consistent temperature and humidity make it an ideal site for preserving fossils, so much so that crews have discovered fossil bugs like millipedes, calcified earthworms, and large fossils like that of a mammoth.
And so we start up here at 650,000-year-old sediment.
Foyer is showing me a section of the cave's wall that depicts multiple layers of historic sediment, with the top layer, he says, representing all the things the wolves brought in.
So there's bite marks on it, turtles and elk bone and other wolf bones, and just neat stuff that the wolves drug in.
And it's not just identifying the oldest sediment or discovering fossils. The cave's environment allows researchers to uncover how a species may have lived hundreds of thousands of years ago.
Bones are incredible. They tell you a lot about an organism. But what they don't do is give you habit.
Like in the case of the claw mark left by the giant short-faced bear.
That split second that animal's life is preserved in this cave.
Foyer predicts someday they'll discover sediment more than 2 million years old. America From the Ground Up also documents a historical site in St. Louis, as well as sites in 11 other U.S. states and 2 Canadian provinces. The 6-part series begins airing on PBS stations across the country this month. I'm Scott Harvey.
That's all for this week's Under the Microscope. I'm Maureen Lewis-Stump. Thanks for listening.